President Donald Trump's first week in his second term ended with a visit to the fire-ravaged Los Angeles area Friday, January 24th, and a handshake from an unlikely ally in California Governor Gavin Newsom. The two came together for a common cause to help the victims of the wildfires. Unity has been a central theme by our country's two most recent presidents. Former President Joe Biden spoke about it in his inaugural address in 2021. To restore the soul and secure the future of America requires so much more than words. It requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity, Biden said. 4 years later, Trump referenced it in his inaugural speech at the U.S. Capitol on January 20th. National unity is now returning to America, and confidence and pride is soaring like never before, Trump said. In everything we do, my administration will be inspired by a strong pursuit of excellence and unrelenting success. But just how united are these United States of America? Each state has its own leadership, with the governor sitting at the top. The voice of the governor is an important one, an elected messenger of his or her constituents representing the different views of one state to another. Trump's inauguration and his first week as the 47th president had all 50 governors, Democrat and Republican, talking. To get a sense of the state of the United States, we looked at each governor's online presence during the past week, their social media posts, website updates, and news stories, to see how they responded to the same recent moments in our nation's history. While it may not come as a shock that many Republican governors' reactions to a second Trump administration were favorable and differed greatly from their Democratic counterparts, it is worth noting that sometimes the reactions varied even within the same party. How did governors react to Trump's inauguration? We start at the beginning with Trump's inauguration. Several Republican governors posted to social media about their presence at the ceremony and their positive outlook on Trump's next 4 years. Texas Governor Greg Abbott wrote, "The golden age of America has begun under his leadership." North Dakota Governor Kelly Armstrong wrote, "We are beyond excited to begin working with the president to grow the economy, secure our borders, unleash American energy, support our farmers and ranchers, strengthen our military, defend the Second Amendment, and protect our citizens from federal overreach." A handful of GOP governors described Trump's presidency as a new era, a comeback for America, including Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, who wrote, "It's a great day to celebrate a new chapter for America as we prepare to work with this new administration to keep our nation safe, prosperous, and free." And while these social posts only allude to the previous administration, Vermont's Republican Governor Phil Scott mentioned the former president by name. Scott wrote, "It's my hope the new administration and new Congress use the peaceful transfer of power as an opportunity to start fresh, work together, and collaborate to the benefit of all Americans. I also want to extend my appreciation to President Biden and Vice President Harris for their service to our nation." Some Democratic governors homed in on appreciation for that peaceful transfer of power in their social media messages. Maryland Governor Wes Moore wrote, "The peaceful transfer of power is not something we invented. It's something we inherited from our founders." Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro posted, "For the 47th time in our nation's history, we have inaugurated a new president, completing the peaceful transfer of power and proving that our democracy continues to endure." How did Democrats use flag status to show unity with the president? Ahead of his inauguration, Trump aired his grievances that American flags would be at half-staff when he became president due to the mourning period for late President Jimmy Carter. However, things changed after House Speaker Mike Johnson announced the flags at the U.S. Capitol would fly at full staff on Inauguration Day. Once sworn in, now President Trump signed a proclamation ordering flags should be flown at full mast on all future inauguration days. Dozens of governors, Democrats included, began to raise the flags in their states on Trump's Inauguration Day to commemorate the occasion, including North Carolina Governor Josh Stein, Kentucky's Andy Beshear, Michigan's Gretchen Whitmer, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. However, according to CARE 11 News, the former Democratic vice presidential candidate issued his order less than an hour before flags were to be lowered once again. Others, like Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, kept their flags as is. Her office released a statement. While Governor Laura Kelly continues with her directive that flags throughout Kansas remain at half staff in honor of former President Jimmy Carter's passing, she wishes to congratulate President Trump ahead of his inauguration. How did the governors respond to Trump's executive orders? Once in office, Trump took little time to use his presidential powers. He signed a series of executive orders on topics ranging from illegal immigration, energy, and diversity. Republican governors cheered these moves. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen wrote, "President Trump's day one executive actions and orders are impressive and are the first steps in delivering on his promise to make America secure, strong, prosperous, and great again." West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey said, "West Virginia has your back, Mr. President. The Green New Deal is dead." Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy thanked the president for the executive order opening parts of the state up for oil and gas drilling, writing, "Alaska is unleashed." Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt reacted to Trump's order that the federal government recognize only two sexes, writing, "President Trump's order recognizing the two sexes will stop the radical gender ideology that's infiltrated our federal government." But it was Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship that received the biggest online response from Democratic governors. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wrote, "Trump's proposal to strip birthright citizenship from those born in this nation is unconstitutional. In Illinois, we follow the law." New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy responded, "The Constitution could not be more clear. Citizenship of children born in the U.S. does not depend on the citizenship of their parents. That principle is fundamental to who we are as a nation and what it means to be an American." Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey said, "The Constitution is clear. Every child born within our borders deserves the same rights and freedoms as anyone else." Arizona Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs applauded Trump's actions on border security, but disagreed on his birthright citizenship order. "Ending birthright citizenship is unconstitutional and un-American. We should protect what makes our country exceptional, not tear it down. I urge the president to reconsider a policy that attacks our country's ideals and does nothing to secure our border," Hobbs wrote. After more than 20 states filed suit saying the order violated the 14th Amendment, a federal district judge in Seattle temporarily blocked the order from taking effect. Joining in the Democratic backlash over Trump's birthright citizenship order was California Governor Newsom, who wrote it was unconstitutional. He also reacted to Trump pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Newsom posted images of the deadly wildfires that devastated Southern California, along with the caption, "If you don't believe in science, believe your own damn eyes." The words of these governors, Republican and Democratic, show that the country does not always form one view, and there will be arguments. As a Los Angeles Times columnist wrote last year, unity does not mean being silent. Despite disagreements, there are signs, like a handshake from sparring leaders, that show unity. When Americans with differing viewpoints come together for a common purpose, can be achieved in these United States.